96.1 KZL, some vintage Pink Floyd and have a cigar. Good morning, it's 8:11. Today is the 5th of July. Mark and John here, and we're always talking about the KZL concert scene for 2017. We still have a lot of great shows coming up. And, of course, the Douglas County Fair in about a month will get underway. First night is August 9th, and Melissa Etheridge will be opening up the Douglas County Fair down in Roseburg. For details, douglasfairgrounds.com. Our chat last week with Melissa Etheridge, she called in, and we had a chance to talk to her, and we started with a pretty basic hi, and how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm in San Antonio, Texas. It's beautiful.
Real pleasure to talk to you. Very exciting, and can't wait till you come to Roseburg in the Northwest. Big fan. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
When one comes to your window, what does one do?
Crawl inside and wait by the light of the moon.
Nice. I absolutely adore Bring Me Some Water. It's a great song. And did it just fall out of your head, or how'd you come across that?
You know, in my 20s, when I wrote that song, I was just a writer all the time. That's all I did was, I always had my guitar with me, and I was that girl, and I was writing about everything I was going through. And, at the time, my partner was, we had in the 80s, it was that non-monogamous relationship, which just meant it was just a whole lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And that night she was gone, and I knew what was going on, and I was sitting there going, really? And so I started writing it. And the thing is, I've never been a drinker, right? I just never went down that road. And I knew that other people would be sitting there with a scotch or a whiskey or something. And I was just sitting there burning alive, and I was just like, just somebody bring me some water. I knew it wasn't, all sexy like the alcohol was, but it was just the truth, and it just became that.
Do you remember at one point when you finally thought, wow, look, I'm making it big time?
I had a joke with my then manager that was said, one day we'll celebrate. Because it was just a constant series of steps. And I started to realize, probably right around 1996, I probably went, oh, there you go, I did that. I got a couple Grammys. Okay, all right, I see some of these dreams coming true. Yet the whole dream is just to be able to keep doing it. And to me, that's what success is to be able to still be out here playing music. People want to hear the songs. People want to hear the new stuff I'm doing, and they just are loving it. That is success to me. That's the way I see it.
And when you come to Oregon in early August, we'll just get some new, some old, some classics, a little of this, little of that.
That's what I love to do. I tell people I've been pretty much working on this perfect set list for my whole career. And, I've got some songs that are just staples, and, they're just going to, we're going to have a good time with, Come to My Window, Like the Way I Do, I'm the Only One. I'm so blessed to have these hits. And so, there's that. Then there's the deep album cuts that people, rarely hear and that are fun to pull out and do. And then there's the new Stax stuff from my last album, Memphis Rock and Soul, which is doing really well. I'm so pleased to see something like this, sort of a left-of-field project, be accepted and enjoyed by my fans. And so I love pulling out some of those songs. And it's just a great time.
Impact on people. And I was thinking, especially women, I guess, not only from, the health and all the other things involved, but you have just been praised for that. And I want to lump it on, too, and say thank you for not only the service to others, but an advocate for those on the fringe.
Oh, thank you so much. I realized a long time ago that I was walking a path, and each time I chose to be truthful, each time I chose to be very honest about who I was, it really opened doors. It really showed me the way. And to this day, every time someone comes up and says thank you and you inspired and meant a lot to me, that's just incredible. I think that's just an incredible energy to be surrounded with every day, and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you.
And here comes part two of our interview with Melissa Etheridge. She's going to play opening night, August 9th at the Douglas County Fair down in Roseburg. All the details, douglasfairgrounds.com. Tickets are on sale. We've got a good lineup of music, and Melissa will kick it off. We pick up the second part of our interview with Melissa. I had read where she is from Kansas, and I asked her if she ever goes back to visit Kansas.
You know, I was raised in the Midwest, and I just can't seem to get that out of me.
I wondered if you visit Kansas much.
I do. I was back there last summer. I sang at the Royals home opener. That was really a blast to bring my kids back there and
nice.
Show them everything.
In terms of women who have influenced you, music or otherwise, anybody come right to top of mind?
Well, I think, you know, Janis Joplin's going to be the first one. Her performance energy, I used to just study. I used to study how she would, you know, just bare her soul. And then I start studying, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Aretha Franklin and Bessie Smith and these great singers. It just goes on and on.
The guts that you had at, with health struggles and stuff, and just, this is me, here I am.
You know, it's funny. It's always kind of surprised me and baffled me at the same time that just being ourselves can be so courageous in our society today. That really meant a lot. You know, there's way too many of us who are, you know, struggling with cancer and trying to understand what these health issues are. And it's more than half of us now, so we really have to kind of look at this and go, you know, it's something that we all need to talk about. We can't just, oh, I have cancer, and we hide it from everyone, and that doesn't work at all.
Well, we're blessed that you beat it. Way to go. And as some say, F cancer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Quickly, I know I'm running out of time. I saw where you did a cruise. Do you like the rock and roll cruises? Is it fun being on a yacht or a big...
Yeah, you know, that was my first one I did because I really resisted for a long time. I was like, no, I don't know about this. And I got to tell you what a surprise I had. It was one, amazing to be on a ship with, you know, 3,000 other people who really dig your music, you know, who are gonna pay money to come be with you for 5 days. And it taught me a lot about myself and about my music. And so the next one that we're doing it in March. We're going to the Caribbean, and I've learned so much, and I really love connecting with my fans in that way. Really, I really do. You know, I saw early on that if I was going to create a stage persona that was different than my everyday life, that would require me to really have the energy to have two people inside of me, and that just wasn't going to work. And so I really worked at being natural on stage, and what I do in my real life affects the stage, and what I do on stage affects me in my everyday life. So it's about, at this point, I mean, I'm in my 50s. It's about what I eat, it's about exercising, it's about sleep, and then I'm able to get on stage a healthy, happy person and just enjoy the rock and roll, enjoy the performance, and you know, deliver at the top of my game. So that's kind of what I'm about.
And this sounds like a line, but I really mean, I love strong women, and man, you are one.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? That's not just a line. That's something you saying that yourself is what really helps us nowadays. As our society is struggling for that balance of the place of a strong woman, and it's a cool place, and so I appreciate you saying that.
Safe travels. We can't wait for you to be here in August, and I just think you're the coolest. Keep it up.
Aw, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.